adjourned. I believe we just finished it up. How long did Shades tell you this would take?
I don't remember him saying. I remember you mentioned that it would, 6 hours or some such thing.
I don't want to understate my case. Oh, here's one. If you were up in a tree, say, and somebody says, "How'd you get up there?" and you say, "I climbed," they said, "Do you ever do that before?" and you said, "Yes, since I was a boy, I've
climbed many times."
Mm-hmm. I was amazed in Michigan. I was interviewing.
Suppose they say clumb.
Well, that's what I always thought. I was interviewing my uncle, though, and he said, "Clem." I had never in my life noticed this, and yet it was his normal response. I climb a tree. And this isn't at all unusual. Clem.
Yeah, those things would sound strange to us, I suppose, if you're in a certain area. Like when everybody said it, it would seem real common.
And a lot of these you just carry along from your childhood without even realizing it. And, of course, it's rather obvious that your speech was influenced, I assume, rather strongly by your parents. Maybe.
I don't have that. Yeah, my mother taught school.
How many were there in your family?
I have four. There were four boys.
Uh-huh. Did you all play together pretty much?
No, I was the youngest. See, and my older brothers were both. One is 12 years older, and the other is 10 years older, and then I have one that's 7 years older. Mm-hmm. So I was the youngest. And
who'd you play with when you were a kid?
Just neighbor kids.
Where were they from? You know, were the folks from?
I have no idea. I don't think that I have many different words or terms for things.
No, you sound like northern Oklahoma, which sounds like the Midwest in general.
You know, you hear people on the radio, on television, and they seem to sound like me, or like we do here.
They don't sound like Altus.
No, is that right?
Altus is quite different.
However, some people say that we have a southern drawl to our talk, but I don't believe we do much.
Well, whatever that means.
I guess
I don't think they know what it means. Really.
Well, a slow, talk slowly.
But you don't speak slowly. Your speech is rather rapid and rather clipped. I talked to a man up in Miami, or Miami, and gee whiz, he had a very staccato rate.
Had what?
It was... Because. Uh-huh. And he kept saying, "Well, looky, or looky here." Here's a man, in his mid-70s. Charming old fellow.
Real sharp.
I met him through head of the fire department. Fire marshal, is it?
Suppose
fire
so.
Chief.
Fire chief.
That's it. Anyway, I blew into town not knowing what to do and went to the mayor. I thought, this is where I'll start. So I got the ex-mayor, and he knew just the person. He sent me to this person. She was a speech teacher. But a very nice person.
Disqualified.
She introduced me to the fire chief, and he said, "Well, you should talk to my Eggman." But he's kind of funny. He doesn't say anything. It's hard to get him to talk. But he took me out and introduced me, and gee whiz, I thought this guy was going to talk my ear off.
That's what happens a lot of times.
Fascinating man. His grandfather had been a wagon master on the Santa Fe Trail. His father had bought herds in Texas and taken them up to Kansas City. He married in the Cherokee Nation. And he was the boy, well, the fellow at 75 or so, was living in the house he was born in before everything was still Indian territory.
I bet older people would be more interesting to talk to than younger ones. Yeah, he has some